Hello, ladies and gents. It's Tucker, and you are about to listen to the Tuckered Out podcast, sponsored by Queen City Grounds and Sonus Wave. So sit back, relax. If you are on a long drive, look at the road, seriously, but listen. If you are in a coffee shop, good, because that's actually where I am right now. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Welcome back, everybody. We're at the Tuckered Out podcast. We're here again at Queen City Grounds. We love Queen City Grounds. I love Queen City Grounds. But I want to get into it, who we have up on this latest version of the podcast. So we have my man, Justin Hackling, but otherwise known as J-Hacks. I'm going to give a little introduction because I'm always trying to be better at that. If you see me in past podcasts, like I love a good introduction, but I feel like the people that I'm interviewing like deserve so much more. So yeah. We're going to try it. He's an amazing singer-songwriter and producer from Wilmington, North Carolina. I've seen him perform many times. He is so amazing in concert. He has an EP coming out in the fall. Just got engaged, and his handle is @Justin_Hackling, J-Hacks. Welcome to the show, bro.
Thanks so
What's
much.
What's up?
I don't know why you're being so hard on yourself. That was a great intro.
I try. I think I'm getting better. I think the only thing that I have a problem with, it's not that I have a problem with intros. I just want to make sure that whoever I'm talking to knows, hey, I did a little bit of research. I see what you got coming. I think as a good podcast host, which I'm a pretty good podcast host, I would think. I just get that right. That's like a big rule of mine. Big rule. But how we doing, dude? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Bro.
Pretty good.
I missed you.
Yeah, same man.
Same, good to see bro. You. Luckily, I've known you for a good amount of time now. Like, I've seen you perform a few times, but I want to get into the bread and butter just a little bit to start off. So where are you from? As I kind of said, talk to me about where you're from.
Yeah, from Wilmington, North Carolina, little place on the beach.
You're on the beach? I can't do the beach.
Beach town, but
you a beach fan? I can't do the beach.
Oh, born and raised, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, are you a surfer? Did you ever surf? Do they have waves big enough?
Oh, yeah. For local standards, I'm terrible, but
okay.
For probably just someone watching, they're like, "Oh, he seems like he's
okay."
Knows
so you
what he's
can
doing.
Do it. Let me tell you right now. Have you ever been to Great Wolf Lodge?
I haven't.
Oh my goodness! So they have a surf simulator at this place.
Oh snap!
And it quickly made me realize how trash I am at surfing. When I say I was so scared to get on this thing, because apparently there's like it's kind of like it's. I'm not saying it's like skiing or snowboarding, but it's in that area code where you have to, you know, once you find your balance, you're fine.
Yeah.
And with most of like, there's a lot of sport, even just active activities where that's the case. But man, let me tell you, and like the wave goes up, and then I remember specifically the wave went up and I went down, and I couldn't remember exactly that moment of how I went down, but I remember the moment after. I remember looking at my mom with tears in my eyes and said, "Let's go to the lazy river because I'm not effing with this again." Like, not my style. But you grew up in Wilmington. That's
yeah.
Awesome. Tell me about just how you discovered music. Did you discover it just when it came to like learning about it in Wilmington?
Yeah, I would say Wilmington had a big impact on my music taste and just growing up listening to local music and stuff. And
yeah.
I feel like beach vibes, there's kind of more like laid back surfer kind of music and stuff. Which
Cody Simpson.
Cody Simpson actually played in Wilmington, I think, a few years
ago.
Did
you see him?
I didn't, but I had friends who did.
I'd see him in a heartbeat. I love me some All Day. I don't know if you know that song.
Oh,
old school
yeah.
Cody. Woo!
Throwback.
Yes. So you're in Wilmington. You grew up there. You grew up with three older siblings.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me about that. Tell me about just who they are and, yeah, your amazing connection with them.
I'm the youngest of four, I guess. I have an older brother who kind of got me into guitar and stuff. He started playing guitar and learning on his own, and he actually builds guitars now.
Oh, shoot.
And built me a guitar,
that
which
can't be easy.
I record with now, which is super cool. It's like
you still have that guitar right now?
Yeah.
Dang, bro. Is that the one you prefer? Like, I've seen you now with a few shows. You've done some shows at breweries that we both like, but like, are you performing with that guitar or no?
I don't think I've performed at it in Charlotte yet, but I definitely want to in the future.
Okay. Respect.
Yeah. He gave that to me as a Christmas gift, and I gave him like a gift card, so he totally won the gift giving contest.
Those family gift giving contests are like a little out of control. I found that out at a very young age. And I'm a good gift giver. Don't get me wrong. I can give a gift.
Okay.
But my goodness, I felt bad with some of the gifts that I've gotten. Just a little bit. There's been one or two where I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't reach this level of what you're doing for me right now. I can't do it.
Can totally relate.
Like, I'm going to get you a gift card. I might get you that Forever 21 gift card, or I might get you that, like, you know, Target.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it. I respect that gift giving style, but my goodness, I kind of stink at it.
Oh, same. Yeah.
I wanted to ask about your everyday life right now. You right now have a beautiful dog, an Aussie Doodle, who I've met, Toby.
Shout out to Toby.
Toby is amazing. Picture of Toby flashes right here. Bang. Hi, Toby. So talk to me about Toby, because I saw one of the first pictures I saw of you was with him as a baby.
Yeah.
He was young.
Yeah.
So, like, did you talk to me about him? Like,
he's doing great. He's finally has his own backyard now, which
I know. I saw him running around in a video.
Big deal for him. Big change in his life.
Which you're hinting at something right now. He is now the owner of a house. Clap that up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Huge deal. It's amazing to get there in life. And it's with your amazing fiance, Andrea.
Absolutely.
Who is fantastic. Another picture of them together. Their beautiful family. Bang. They're amazing. I've gotten to meet her. She's come to shows that you've performed that I've been at, and she's so awesome. So real quick, tell me how awesome engagement life is.
Pretty awesome. Feeling pretty engaged, dude. She hates that joke.
There's no change in feeling though. So like now that you're engaged, how has that changed just everyday life, or has it just kind of made it more happier?
It's definitely made it more happier, and she's also like gotten a new kind of like her dream job recently, and yeah. We're both working remote, so
nice.
We both kind of have like more time together during the day, which has been super nice.
Spending with Toby in the yard.
That's what it's all about, right?
Right. Yes. So, well, one thing I want to get into is how you engaged to her. So I saw the photo. And I have to ask questions about how it went. So here's the photo, ding, of what it looked like. So in the photo, there's flower petals leading to a place in Chapel Hill. It's in like a place that's in Chapel Hill. Here's my question. So I don't think it gave it away in the photo, but you have a guitar and there's a chair. Did you sing her a song?
I did. To
propose to her?
Yes.
So did you sing in the song like, I want to marry you? Like, was that all there?
Basically.
Woo! Yeah. What song?
It's a new song that will be out on my next project.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Had to work really hard on that one.
It was written for her?
It was written for her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a beautiful photo. And
thank
was it
you,
easily
you.
Was it an easy choice to, like, do it in Chapel Hill?
I think so. I mean, like, I'd considered a couple other places, but Chapel Hill's where we met, and I tried to do
which we'll get into, because we have beef to settle.
We do have beef to settle. This is going to be great. But, yeah, it was a meaningful place for both of us, because that was basically the spot where we met. And
yes.
Yeah.
Which I saw y'all's younger selves. Y'all look like... Now that you have facial hair, I saw what you look like without facial hair, and it threw me off.
10 years
like,
old.
Like, it threw me off. Marsha, you got to see this photo. Like, he literally, it's kind of like me. I'm never going to show you a photo of me without facial hair.
I can't even imagine
it. Because the value of my face goes down so fast. I look like a 15-year-old. It's a dangerous look. I hate the look. I'm never going to go back to it. I'm never going back to
never
it,
going back,
Grandma.
People.
No. Oh, gosh. Okay, there it is. Whatever. Thank you, Marsha,
for
that.
I'm excited for that.
let's get into this first little segment. So what I like to do on this show is I like to do kind of just random questions, kind of do like little icebreakers to find out who we are. So I have these little books right here, these amazing, beautiful books.
Okay.
And we'll do like 3-4 questions. And the goal is just kind of ask a question, and then I'll hand it off to you, and let's see if you can find one too. Simple little segment.
Sounds great to me.
Super fun little game. I like to do these at the Tuckered Out Lives, which y'all should go to.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see what we got here. Oh, this is going to open some questions. What is the most bizarre thing you've ever Googled? Like something where like, yeah, something where it's like, yeah, okay.
most bizarre thing I've ever Googled?
Oh, I got a good one. Something that maybe you were interested in. Can you remember?
Oh, I looked something up the other day.
Oh, no. What did you Google?
I don't know where this came from, but I was curious about, like, how people's bodies, like, how does one, like, make blood in your body? That I went to, like, a school with a lot of, like, med school students, so it's probably going to
So were you on videos, or were you on images, or were you on
I was just, like,
shopping?
Like articles, or, like...
Imagine he was on shopping.
Shopping.
for this particular thing. You were on articles.
I was trying to find something about it. I think it was so ignorant of a question that it just...
That's not...
Nothing relevant came.
That's not bad. I think mine's a little worse. I think... Well, I wouldn't consider it worse, but like, so I was a fan of haunted houses for a while, just like watching people go through them.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a specific haunted house. Y'all might have heard of it. It's called McCamey Manor. Here's maybe the logo or something that's about it, but here it is. And it was a torture house, and you had to sign like a gigantic waiver that pretty much, like, if you could make it out of the 3 hours, like 3 hours or 4 hours of this torture in a haunted house.
I feel like I've heard about this. Yeah.
There was a documentary on it. Then you could get your money back. And I think like under 2% people like legitimately like made it out. 98% didn't. And I like looked up the videos on it. And I think that's the most bizarre because like the videos that popped up were ridiculously like graphic and you just wouldn't want, like, they would shove like expired eggs in your mouth. So it wasn't just like the fact of scare. It was more the fact of like if you can handle the disgustingness of it, you're good.
Like Eric Andre show-esque a little bit. Like just trying to torture your guest.
Bad. But anyway, let me see you ask a question. What we got, big dog?
Let's see what we got.
McCamey Manor. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay to Scarewinds because we're in Charlotte. So
let's see.
Hit me up. What we got?
This one's broad. I think
go
you're
ahead.
Gonna like this.
I don't care. Let's go.
Broad. How would you explain your basic life philosophy?
This
could go
basic
in so many directions.
Life philosophy. I think there was a quote that Salma Hayek said. It was either Salma Hayek or Taraji P. Henson. And it was the simple quote of, I don't read my books backwards. And like, Marsha, have you heard of this quote? I don't read my books backwards. So that quote like hit me in the gut. And I think it just kind of reminds you that like what's done is done
okay.
in your life. And it's like, I don't know if that's a full-on philosophy, but I think it's a good point of just go on, keep going. What happened, happened. No need to look back. I think that's a huge one.
I like that, actually.
What's yours, man?
That's very, like, easily overlooked.
It's a fun one. It's a fun one. I got my moments, you know. I got my moments.
My favorite one? I mean, I not to, like, copy yours, but,
no.
like, trying to... I don't know if it's, like, a quote per se, but, like, doing whatever you can throughout the day to whether, like... you're incredibly busy and you have a moment to, whether it's just like reflection or meditation or whatever it might be, to just go touch grass, be in the present
Man,
a little bit.
You know how hard that is for some people? Ooh, it's hard for
it's really
me.
Hard.
Let me tell you, I gotta be better at feeling what's around me. I'm gonna just say it. I stink at being like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
So that's all I can be. Another quote is like, be where your feet are.
That's
goes hard. But anyway, let me do one more for us. Let me see what we got here. I'm going to try to find a funny one. That was a good one, though. what personality trait gets you in trouble?
Mm.
That's a good one.
That's a good one to ask Andrea.
One. That's a dangerous one. I'm going to put the book back. Meh.
Probably stubbornness.
Oh. I know you. You're not too stubborn.
I
don't know
be.
You crazy well like Andrea does.
Yeah,
but
I think she would
what
say.
Really?
I think she'd probably
wow.
say that one. Yeah.
Okay, personality trait for me. I think I'm a perfectionist.
Okay.
So I don't know if like that relates to being stubborn. I definitely am someone that just wants to get everything right. And when I try new things, I want it to go so perfect.
Yeah.
So sometimes that pushes me away from trying new things. So that is not always the safest, but I'd say that's up there for me.
That makes sense as to why you're a musician then.
Yeah.
Tortured art.
Yeah. Well, let's talk
about overcome that.
Yeah, facts. And well, we're here for the music, and that's a good segue into just like your music, which I really like. It's something that's a little bit different. And I was telling you my favorite songs. You got to check them out, J-Hax. I like to just say Justin, but J-Hax is the artist name. You have a song called Birds that's fantastic, and you already told me like before this podcast started that like that's a song that like people have like come back to tell you that's like really good.
Yeah,
and I know I'm one of them because it's so like subtly such a good song.
I'm glad you like it, man. Thanks.
And I just wanted to ask real quick about your songwriting process, because I feel like that's everybody has a different one, and we've kind of like asked each other for each other's advice with music in general before as well. But I'm curious, just like where I know what is your way. Or not even your way, but your process with kind of getting that started and staying in that songwriter's high. Like, give me a little glimpse of that.
It's kind of evolved a bit for me. I would say with, like, Birds and some of the stuff I did during,
UFO.
Like, peak Woo. COVID. Yeah, that was another one.
We'll hear UFO at the end of this podcast.
You will, yeah.
Come on.
Off the new EP coming up. But
here's the cover art of the EP.
Oh, yeah.
Bing.
Shout out to Michelle Lee, photographer. Did a great job with that.
Exactly. Go, Michelle. Another photo. Michelle, I hope. Bing. All right.
But,
a lot of bings. All right, go on.
But yeah, I would say a lot of my debut EP that I'm working on, I did during like peak COVID and in my dorm in Chapel Hill. And I think back then wasn't around a lot of people during the day, just doing online classes and stuff
COVID,
like that.
Right?
This was during COVID.
Ooh, that's the time when I feel like people got busy with writing their feelings out.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh my gosh.
That definitely gave me a lot of like inspiration, just because I felt like it was a way to communicate with people that like maybe more widespread than just like FaceTiming or talking, texting people and stuff like that.
Man.
But I would say songwriting process, I used to start with like writing, like trying to do something on piano or guitar first, come up with chords or a melody putting lyrics to it. But I've tried to be a lot more intentional with that and trying to have like a straightforward message across to start and then put music to it. So I would say I kind of reversed it over time.
Yeah. Do you draw inspiration from like things that you go have happened in life, or do you draw from maybe like situations that maybe aren't fully about you but you can turn into a song? Like,
yeah, I would say I have a mix of a lot of the first songs I started writing, which I feel like I probably more seriously started writing during COVID, like we're talking about. A lot of the first stuff I was writing about was kind of like my feelings and my way of like kind of like therapy and healing for myself. But since then I've tried to like take inspiration from people I know and like friends of mine that I try to challenge myself to like have empathy and kind of step into their place and see like try to write from their perspective.
That's nice. That's not always easy. You got to dig
into
someone's past. Woo.
Yeah.
I do that with my music too, but I'd say right now my music is all about my own music, like my own stuff.
Nice.
Which is the hardest to dig into. Ooh, you get into a vulnerable spot real quick when you're writing your own stuff.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about this earlier, and you mentioned it just a second ago. You're from Chapel Hill. Or you went to Chapel Hill. You went to UNC. We got to get into this. We got to get into this. So our past podcast, the person that was on the podcast went to NC State.
Okay.
And I've been like,
I'm not getting those brownie points.
Well, there's no brownie points. But I was just like, tell me about UNC's atmosphere with just how did you like being a UNC basketball fan? You had some years. Did you go to the years? Like, what years were you in?
I was 2017 through 2021.
Was that the year that they went to the title game?
It was.
Was it the year before?
So I'd gotten accepted and went with a couple of my friends from high school from Wilmington up to Chapel Hill.
Okay, so y'all
when the national championship game was going on.
Okay, so you weren't at the college.
I wasn't there yet.
And then the next year, what happened the next year? Oh yeah, y'all stunk. Oh no, y'all were okay. Y'all had Joel Berry, but y'all had some people. Sorry, I'm thinking about when y'all lost to Kansas recently. That was
tragic.
My goodness. Because I'm an NC State fan. I'm gonna tell you right now. Whew, the rivalry runs deep. All you UNC fans that watch this, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Don't act like State is not a rival. We a rival. Like y'all get angry when I look at Theo Pinson, look at Tyler Hansborough, y'all's best players. They hate State. There's a reason for it. Shout out to Theo. He's got his own podcast too. But
you guys had a squad this year, though.
Dude, let me tell you. I don't mean to brag, but I've never been. I remember saying this out loud to a UNC friend of mine. I was just like, so this is how y'all feel. Like, I was so not used to us making the Final Four. Like, that is one of the coolest things I've had experienced in my lifetime. I've never had a better sports year because NC State football did pretty good this year.
Yeah.
NC State basketball did great. The women's team basketball made it to the finals. I'm a Hurricanes fan. We made it to the playoffs. The Thunder made it to the playoffs. Like,
solid
I was having a good
here.
Time. But the NC State basketball run, and we beat y'all for a championship. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. I was here. I was at a bar getting lit. My gosh.
That was rough.
It was rough, but like, you know what a UNC fan reminded me recently? Man, this annoyed me. He came up to me because I had mentioned, like, you see that game? Because, you know, I had seen him before.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't worry. Good for y'all for getting one. But y'all know that, like, we know that we're going to be back. Y'all can't say that. And I was like,
tragic. Wow. That's a little ruthless.
It's accurate. Whatever. Whatever. But anyway, well, that was being
really
a UNC fan's got to be up over for basketball and football, but like basketball's got to be so fun.
It's very fun for basketball. I will say I was there, like, we did have 2 years while I was there that were.
Yes, the COVID years.
We had COVID years.
Weren't allowed in.
Yeah, that. Two of them were probably like two of the worst UNC
were
basketball
they? Oh, was
seasons.
That Cody? No, I'm sorry.
The Cole Who's Anthony it? Team?
Yeah.
That team
was not
bad.
A good year. That no offense to that team, but my goodness, they were not a UNC-type team.
That was not.
But the Joel Berry-Luke May year after the championship year was good.
Yeah.
Those few years were pretty good.
Yeah.
Y'all made it pretty far then. You had Kobe White during those
Kobe
times.
Kobe White.
During the Zion days.
Yep.
And did y'all go to any Duke UNC games?
I was lucky. I actually got to go to I got to go to two while I was at UNC, and I got to go to the Final Four game.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
The Final Four game.
Versus Duke.
You went to that game?
I got to go to the game. My brother and
gosh,
I went to that
what
game.
What a time for that time.
Right. Yeah.
Gosh. Good for UNC. You won't see me say it much on the pod, but good for UNC.
We both have beating Duke in the tournament.
I know. Oh, my gosh. It feels so good.
It
They're not going to
really
have anything
good.
On us for such a long time.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thank you so much for watching the podcast, and thank you to our sponsor, Queen City Grounds, for providing the location. You can find a perfect blend of coffee, cuisine, and entertainment while you are here. It is in-house made coffee. There is brunch and dinner options. There is a full bar and amazing live events. So come check it out and stay grounded. Thank you to Sonorous Wave for powering this podcast. Sonorous Wave is an amazing music collective based here in Charlotte. Their slogan is artistry versus the algorithm, and they are so good at putting all events into a music setting, and they kill it. They are amazing with every event they are in association with, so check them out. I wanted to move on kind of in the area code of UNC, but I wanted to mention a good friend of ours because how was it hanging with Aiden? Like Aiden Cundiff.
Yeah.
He's like a good friend of ours.
Awesome guy.
He works with me right now in a company, but like we know him. He's awesome. He's in music. He's like an audio engineer and
music
how is
guru.
He? This is a picture of Aiden, by the way. He's amazing. Bang.
Luscious hair.
I know, right? Gosh, I'm jealous of his style.
Oh,
Aiden,
yeah.
Aiden, I'm jealous of your style. I don't say that often because I think I have an okay style. I try. Marsha, I got an okay style?
Humble flex. All right,
appreciate you, Marsha. Next time she's going to have a mic and she can straight up say no if she wants to. But anyway, yeah, tell me about Aiden a little bit. I wanted to mention him because he's a cool cat to both
Aiden's
of us.
An awesome guy. So I actually probably became friends with him more after college. We had been mutual friends, like had a lot of friend groups in common and stuff because I did like a music minor at UNC and he might have double majored.
What was the music minor? Like,
just a minor in music.
That's
like
all it was?
Yeah, just general like music theory and
cool.
But we had been in a lot of like music clubs and had a lot of friends in common.
Yeah.
And I just started performing at like events, and he was in a couple like really good bands in Chapel Hill at the time.
He's talented, man.
He's very talented.
Gosh, he can play the guitar.
He can rip on guitar.
I've been to his house, and he just has like the music stuff he's got in his house. I'm just like, okay. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Respect to Aiden. We love Aiden.
He's got some guitar chops for sure.
Oh, gosh. Very much so.
Yeah.
Little segue I want to get into, because I think this is very important to talk about, is your side of therapy with music.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about your background, because you've provided music therapy for people with dementia.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that. How did you get into that? And yeah, just tell me a story or two just about that amazing stuff that you've been doing.
Yeah, so I got into music therapy mainly out of growing up, my grandfather and my mom's side had Alzheimer's.
And you played piano for him, right?
And I used to play piano for him. So I never he also lived in Wilmington, so we would see them all the time.
That's
I was very close with them. But my entire childhood and growing up, he had Alzheimer's. So obviously memory issues and very hard times of where kind of wouldn't really know who I was and would have trouble communicating. But he was an incredibly talented jazz pianist. So,
yeah. Okay.
He, despite having a lot of memory loss issues, he would always sit down at the piano with me at my grandparents' house, and we would just communicate through music, and I thought there was something super powerful through that. We would just go back and forth playing songs for each other and kind of
And he could, and this is when he maybe didn't remember you?
Yeah.
That's incredible. But he could remember... Or is that just how communication happened?
Perception of Alzheimer's is there's a lot of short-term memory issues, but it seems like there's a lot of still long-term and core memories from growing up and stuff that still stay with you. And I think he had played piano as a child and stuff and continued playing growing up, was super talented as an adult. Never actually played by sheet music, as far as I know, but he was super talented and just learned songs by ear.
Gosh, that's hard. I wish I had that. I don't have that. I can play a little music, but I don't got none of that.
I definitely did not have it nearly at the level that he had.
That's how you learned, though, right?
I had taken piano lessons very briefly, kind of hated it. I just didn't really have passion for I was learning classical music and stuff on piano, which as a kid,
that's hard stuff.
As a kid too, I feel one of my issues with traditional learning how to play an instrument is it's typically you're learning to play classical style music, learning sheet music and stuff, which I feel as a kid sometimes it's hard to appreciate. And I didn't really get into that until a lot later.
We're selfish as kids. Let's be honest here.
Very.
When we don't want to learn something at that age, we're just no.
Yeah.
And we're mean. Kids are mean. Let's be honest here. I coach kids right now. Marsha, they're mean. I'll just tell you right now. I love my kids. I'll straight up say it. But if they don't want to do something, or they're doing something that's just a little bit out of their comfort zone, they turn into, I'm not going to say the devil, but they turn into the cousin of the devil. My goodness. But anyway, go on. So talk to me a little bit about also... Did you carry that on through life to help people with dementia?
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
So after kind of rediscovering piano through that relationship, and that really became my my main memories with him and how I communicated with him, that kind of drove me to researching and learning more about music and memory, essentially.
Yeah.
So I started... I started working with nursing homes in Wilmington or assisted living that they wanted to have more events and stuff for their people with dementia. And I'd met with a couple of directors and stuff who are very for music therapy. They were already utilizing it at some of the facilities of just like allowing them to listen to like music from their childhood or something like that. And like,
and what does it just do? Like specifically, what is that doing for someone
them?
That is like, where does the therapy come in with this?
What the most amazing thing that I have seen from it was like, I got to perform some like older popular like jazz standards and stuff at, and just like traditional music at a nursing home with people with dementia. And there was an older woman who had been nonverbal for like a year or two, just kind of like basically couldn't speak. And she started singing Amazing Grace, which was, cried about afterwards because I was like, that's like crazy.
That is so special.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you got that experience.
So that's,
provided for her.
Yeah, that was really, really cool.
I bet that whole place like saw that and was like,
oh my gosh. That was a super powerful moment for me, and that kind of like inspired me to keep going with music and trying to like share like how empowering that was for me, but trying to help other people feel that as well, because it's super gratifying.
Well, and that's the last question I kind of wanted to end on before our next segment was just like, how important is the empowerment of like music, but how do you empower? Because you've kind of talked about this with me just in general in life, but like I know empowering people to use music as a platform or just as a in that area code, like tell me about that, because I think that's incredibly special, just the fact that you did that for someone. But yeah, tell me how important that is for you to empower people to show that.
Oh, it's incredibly important. It since doing that, it really opened up like wanting to be more involved with music, because it was definitely like kind of in the background of like a lot of my childhood and stuff. And I like had always had like an interest in music, and I don't think I had realized that like you didn't have to be a touring musician or something to have an impact on people with music. And that's kind of where it like connected the dots for me of like, you can make relationships with people and kind of bond over things that relate to them. And I just think it's a way to, it's almost like a whole other language of just like being able to communicate and express your feelings.
I agree.
Yeah.
Man, you put that nicely. Marsha and I over here just nodding to you. Just, it's accurate over here. Yeah. That's lovely. I love how you put that, man. I appreciate that. We're going to get into this last little segment. We're going to do a little would you rather, and then we'll do a little bit of a closing remark thing. And then we got a game before the closing remark, so we'll get into that. But it's called would you rather. I'm going to give you probably like a page of these, and you just tell me like which one would you do? Or like which one would you choose? All right, Justin, J-Hacks, we're going to do a little thing called Would You Rather 2000 Would You Rathers in this book. We're going to do a page, and then if you want, you can give me some. I'm excited for that. We'll do half, so I'll give you like 7, you give me 7.
Okay.
So we'll stay on the same page. Let me get a good page for us. All right. Would you rather transform into a vampire or be a vampire hunter?
Whoa. I would rather be vampire hunter.
Oh, I thought you'd go the other route. Okay, all right.
I don't know what that says about my personality, but...
That's true. Would you rather have a lion or a bear's roar?
That's... Lion, like...
I'm not
going to
tell you what to do, but like... One of those answers is...
Lion King as a kid, so gotta go lion.
I'd go Mufasa on that.
Yeah.
Would you rather have chapped lips or chapped hands?
Chapped.
Marsha over here just like no to one. I know exactly which one she's saying no to.
I'd probably go chapped lips. I don't know though.
Imagine
that's rough.
What
do
you think, Marsha? You don't want chapped hands?
You'd rather go chapped hands.
I think you like eventually. I think lips are the worst. Like
whips. Yeah.
Lips
can
be
might
horrible.
Be worse.
Oh, in the winter. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, winter's
next
really
next time
bad.
You're going to have a mic, girl, so you can add in.
I might
have
overlooked that.
Would you rather smell like strawberries or peaches?
I'm going peaches, actually.
Oh, I just... Man, all right. I lost 2-1 there.
Georgia peaches?
I'm a straw... I mean, yeah, but like strawberries. Like,
I always do that drive from Charlotte to Wilmington. There's a bunch of like peach, like farmers market
you stop
peach
at
places.
These peaches? You stop at
oh,
them?
You have to.
Oh,
they have like
I know
the peach ice cream and stuff.
I mean, you're not wrong, but like, I mean, I'm a strawberry guy.
I mean, strawberries
I'm a
are awesome.
Strawberry guy. All right, would you rather be a minimalist or a maximalist? I don't know the exact definition.
I would
much
prefer to be a minimalist.
I mean, yeah.
But I think I'm more on the other side, unfortunately.
Now that you own a house, yeah. Would you rather live near railroad tracks or a busy airport? I mean, I live near railroad tracks right now. It's not that bad.
I would say railroad tracks.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Airport's continuous. It's not that bad.
Railroads too, and it's not bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad.
All right, you start right here. You hit me with some.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. Let's see what I can do. I'll try to do it quick.
Would you rather get bored easily or be easily entertained?
I mean, I'm already this, but like I'm easily entertained by default. Like so many things interest me and just make me laugh and smile. So I would go easily entertained.
Oh, absolutely.
It's hard for me to get bored.
Yeah, I don't know who would want to get bored easily.
Yeah.
That's
just asking that question. Well, it is a would you rather, so.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Would you rather your smartphone print 3D images of all of your photos instantly? Would you rather your smartphone print 3D images or all of your photos instantly?
3D images? Oh, man. I mean, definitely 3D images, because I feel like that would mess my brain up, but it would be cool to watch, so I'm going to go 3D images. I don't think all my photos need to be printed. There's some ugly bearded photos I need to let loose of, so nope, I don't need that in my life.
Yeah,
bye.
I'm with you on that.
Speaking of those beautiful giant bearded photos, that's one right there. Sadly, we had to show that one where I had no hair.
Shameless plug.
Oh, gosh. All right, go ahead.
Would you rather eat a dead worm or one that's alive?
One that's alive, juicier. Don't ask.
Okay. Would you rather get your head stuck in a fence or your body stuck in an air shaft?
What? Marsha, help us out here. Ask Marsha that question.
Would you rather get your head stuck in a fence or your body stuck in an air shaft?
What you want? Okay. I mean, what type of fence, though? Imagine. I know that's where my brain went.
Wire.
I did not. I'd guess I'll go fence just for the fact of air shaft just sounds.
Yeah.
Not painful, but like.
Really hot.
Yeah.
And uncomfortable.
All right. What else we got? Any more?
Would you rather answer trick questions or brain teasers?
Brain teasers. Those are more fun.
Yeah.
I might not be that smart, but. Brain teasers just because they're more fun. I can laugh at myself. I need to laugh at myself. Tricked ones will make me sad. Tucker don't need to be sad.
Yeah.
One more. Hit me up.
Let's see. Ooh, I'm going to give you this one. Would you rather see a merman or a female Yeti?
Man, merman, 100%.
Merman?
Yes. My gosh, yes. A female Yeti. What would that look like? I'm sorry, but that would look... Let's be honest here. Some of those WWE superstars are they're built like that. I'd rather 100% see a merman, straight up.
Merman
would
be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I used to watch the documentaries about mermaids.
Oh, and they were fantastic.
A lot of merit.
Tell me about it.
I think they exist.
All right, guys. So we're at the part of the podcast where my guest, my amazing artist that came to get interviewed, gets to show me something new, something that I've never done before. So you brought something. What'd you bring? What'd you bring, J-Hex?
I brought a game that was gifted to me recently. I think.
Show the camera. What does it look like?
I think my sister gave this to me. It's okay. Do You Look Like Your Dog?
Do You Look Like Your Dog?
And you're basically...
I'll tell you right now, I already look like a dog, so...
You're basically trying to match... it's like a memory game, but also a matching game of, you know, like, which dog looks like which person.
Let's get it. You want to start? You're my guest. You want to start? Show the camera what you picked up to make sure we're not, you know.
Okay.
What we got? Go ahead.
Let's see.
Who's
my first one?
Okay. Show me. She's got a poodle. Go ahead.
You thinking poodle?
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's a poodle. Did you get her?
No.
Okay. I got to remember where they are.
I think
all right,
that's
cool.
Like
cool. That's easy. I know exactly where that person
is.
Is
that like a cocker spaniel or something?
Something like that.
One of those
long
dogs?
Ears, though. I'm gonna go here and here. Watch this. Bang. Oh my gosh. I was way off. I'm sorry. Nope. That's not how that works. Okay. Go ahead.
Let's see.
Let's see who gets a match first. Hopefully.
So we got this little what scraggly
you, let me see
guy.
His face. That's a dog.
Definitely recently
wow.
in
okay.
the mud.
I'll go ahead. Let's see. The background gives it away, right?
Oh, wow. That's.
Oh, let me see. What's she?
Yeah, the background
wow.
gives it away.
Are they're not Mets?
That's luscious hair.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. No, that's. I lied. I'm sorry. Luscious. All right. I got to remember where things are. Okay, so
yeah,
we got.
Same.
We got. Oh, we got a madman. What in the world? Who would. Okay, I like pugs, but that's not a good looking pug. All right. I got a pug. I'm going to go right above it. Dang. Another dog. All right. Come on, man. All right, let's see who gets this match first. Come on, show me some. What you got?
Okay.
What is it?
We got.
Oh, we saw her dog, didn't we?
Did we?
No. Oh, good luck. I already forgot, man. I'm not. Well, good luck. Did you get it? Did you get it?
I don't know if that's her match.
No, that ain't.
That's not.
Background's
her
different. Ha ha. I'm still
yeah,
in it.
She's
all
got,
right.
She's got.
All right. I gotta remember where she. All right. I'm gonna go in the corner. We'll see what the corner's got. Man, who is this going to be matched to? I'm going to go. Okay. No. Dang. I don't.
So close. Let's see. Okay. Got a cool cut. Great beard.
Didn't we just.
Got the. Not as
like
not as good as Tucker's, but.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's see.
After that bad photo that was shown earlier.
I'm
gosh.
Not that one yet.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, nah.
No. Nah,
different,
we gotta find
different style.
Gonna,
yeah,
yeah. All right, let's keep going. We gotta
like
find it.
Time.
Come on. All right, I gotta remember where things are. I can't remember. All right, I'm gonna go a little farther. I'm gonna go. What in the world type dog is this?
Oh, I think we saw this guy.
Where?
Guy or girl or person?
Man, that ain't it. Gosh.
I think
might have to speed this up. You know, meaning like you might have to speed like do a little fast thing if you can't find one for a while. But we gonna find one.
This guy.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. I don't know if we've seen them.
I don't know either.
Is that the guy I just picked up?
Let's find out.
Oh, that's another dog.
Gosh,
we
stink at this.
Got the yawning Dalmatian.
I hope there's a match in here. There's got to be.
I feel like there is.
Yeah.
I think we
all right, we
got to
look.
Saw one.
All right. Okay, it's this one again. Where's... Mother... All right, y'all, you need to remember where these are, because I'm not great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's see.
We're going to speed this up and post.
Oh, this is the pug.
Oh, go ahead. Pug. I got to remember the pug's there. A lot of dogs in this one.
A lot of dogs. Nah, yeah.
Dang, bro. A
lot of dogs.
All right, we got to find that one match. We're going to work as a team now because we got to find that one match. So
there
okay,
is a match.
So there was.
It's just a matter of.
The beard, where was he? Wasn't there a yellow one?
There was a yellow one.
What do you remember? Let's find out. Help. Hey, let's work. Let's work together.
Maybe maybe that row.
Don't say maybe. You're going to make me second guess. All right. Bearded dude's over here. Pug's over there.
Did I pick this one up yet? Oh, this. Okay, wait.
Wait.
I think the match. Is this the match?
Do it.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Not the match.
Are you kidding me?
Different vibe.
We are speeding this up. Because once we find one, we're going to get it. All right. So, okay. I got to remember. There's two there. Pug, okay. I keep picking him up for some reason. Why do I keep picking this one up?
I feel like that pug's match is somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know if we've picked it up yet.
I'm cheating. Okay.
Oh wait, I wonder if this is.
Is that right?
Maybe.
That looks right.
I think that's right.
Let's go. All right, Jay. All right, not bad. All right.
That one, yeah.
All right.
I think that's it.
I like that. A little party game for the future.
Yeah.
Respect, dude. I'm happy we got one. All right. Thank you for bringing that in, by the way. Appreciate
it. No problem.
All right, Mr. Jay Hex, Mr. Justin. I just wanted to I'm going to put this on the table real quick. So much stuff on my lap.
Too much stuff.
One thing I really like to do, I like to do like a little kind of honey roast thing to make sure that the artists know how important like this is to me. I mean, I'm happy to do a podcast, but the whole goal of the podcast is to make sure that people know that, like, not only are you talented, but you're a good dude, and we as just a community and who have seen you just appreciate you. So one thing that I'm big on is just, like, I've seen you in a few capacities perform, and you have so many different avenues that you've taken with your performances. If that's just, like, you have, like, a whistle thing that you do during one of your songs. You have, like, you can play the piano. I remember you jumped on a piano and started playing at a show that you weren't supposed to. And, like, you've done amazing acoustic shows. And just one thing I love about it, it's very unique. It's very different. And it's something that I've looked up to right when I started to get to know you. And one thing I'm just happy that I heard about was just, like, not only are you making music, but you're making music and doing music to help people. And you're empowering. And I think that is the ultimate way to go when it just comes to creation, is, like, you're doing it to make sure people know that, you know, like, they have their worth and they feel appreciated, but also what I love about your music is that you have the range of telling stories that people can very much relate to. I've related to your music in a lot of ways, and I really appreciate that. It's something that's very underrated and something that I can't wait for people to see more of. And, like, I know you're going to be just, like, shooting up soon, so I just want to thank you for joining the Tuckered Out podcast for that. But
thanks,
also,
man.
Just, like, being a good friend of mine and providing your stories, like, they're so beautiful, and I can't wait for people to see it.
So. Thanks, man. That was so nice. And yeah. I think Sam Priest had touched on this in an earlier
pod,
but your ability to just not only, like, empower people you're around, but just your, like, your storytelling and passion, I think, just shows in everything that you do, and I think that's what's going to make this a huge success for you.
Man, come here.
The feeling's mutual, man.
I appreciate you, man. Well, thank you again for joining the Tuckered Out podcast. Guys, we'll see you next time. See y'all later. Have a good rest of the day.